In Monte Rio, a rural community a few miles south of Guerneville along the Russian River, volunteer fire chief Steve Baxman is on call 24 hours a day. And when there's an emergency call, other members of his all-volunteer crew join him.
All the volunteers get $15 a call, whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days.
Chief Baxman started doing this work 45 years ago. But these days, despite a rise in the number of emergency calls, it's getting harder and harder to find recruits. KALW's Ryan Miller tagged along with Chief Baxman as he made his rounds, and she brings us this audio postcard. We start with a tour of the Monte Rio Fire Station.
We're pretty much set up. Through the years, we fixed it up. Up here, so we put 2 bathrooms in with showers, and we've got a living quarters. If our pager goes off and we get a call, then people come to the station to get equipment to go to the call.
In a community like this, where we're unincorporated, there is no city council, no mayor. People need help. They got to go to someone. Who are they going to go to? They call the local agency that has some sort of authority.
Steve Baxman here. What's up? Oh, yes, it burns illegally. Yeah, I saw it, yeah. Okay, I'll work on both of them. I'll get back to you. Okay, bye. Lady's calling about someone burning illegally. I'm going to start this engine up. The Monterey Fire District covers 45 square miles, and we're on the Russian River from just east of Northwood all the way to the Pacific Ocean. You see, as you come into town, there's a couple little resorts, there's a couple stores. But straight ahead is the public beach. We have one of the best public beaches on the river. And then the sign, Welcome to Monterey, Vacation Wonderland. But you can see it's actually beautiful here. It's redwood country. As far as the eye can see, it's redwood trees. What I'm driving into now is typical river area. Redwood trees, tight hillsides with heavy brush on each side. See how narrow it is? That's why you can't have mirrors stick out too far. You'll rip the mirrors off. And hear the scratching as the stuff's going down the side of the truck. And that's why we don't have the other reason we don't have fancy trucks with fancy gold leafing and chrome or anything, because we'll just scratch it up. I mean, that's what you get out in the brush. This isn't the city streets of San Francisco where they're 40 feet wide and no obstructions. I mean, look at this. It's like we're going into a tunnel. Response times for us in a city with good streets, a mile is, minute and a half. For us, a mile could be 15 minutes.
Medical
is probably 60-70% of our calls. Heart attacks, fall victims, car wrecks, trees down, power lines down, trees blocking the roads. We do a lot of chainsaw work. We're at one of our firehouses where an engine just came back last night, and today we're going to go through it and make sure it's put back together the right way and our hose is stacked the right way and everything's on it that we need. Where's my buddy Carter? How are you? You get any rest?
My name's Carter Partain, and Steve Baxman is training me. I started about 6 months ago.
Okay, so you know how this goes, all the way over and back.
Are we doing a finger loop?
A what?
A finger loop.
What is a finger loop?
The lowest one is sticks out just a little.
It's good. It's rewarding. It's a lot of time. Definitely a big time commitment. I just got done this weekend with an academy, and seeing how other departments run with multiple people and such, it was very different that they all had specific jobs and everything.
Well, that's why we have a strap, and the strap pulls it over your shoulder.
He does every single job, so that's kind of how I'm learning it now, trying to do every single job.
See the T, another nozzle, hose clamp.
He's pretty much the whole Monterey Fire Department. He's on every single call, unless he's on a big wildfire somewhere else in the state, but he goes to every single call, and he does it all.
I'll be darned. See?
see what happens when you take inventory. Mm-hmm. We're missing two hand spinners.
When I first joined here, we were doing about, I don't know, 25, 30 calls a year, and now we're doing 500. And it works, but what's happening with the volunteerism is fewer and fewer volunteers are coming out. Nobody has the time to give. We're a bedroom community, so we don't have the people here in the daytime we used to. When I first joined, the mechanic had come running, the butcher and the store clerk, the bartender, everybody would come out. But now, we don't have that many businesses, number one. And number two, they can't afford to let their help go to as many calls as we run.
Russian River.
There we go.
10533 Colfax Avenue.
It's us.
Okay, pull your stuff. I'll take her out. Back this truck in. You know how to? Close the doors. I'll meet you at your driveway and pick you up. I'll take you back up the station. Vegetation fire up at the town of Annapolis, 30 miles up the coast.
Yeah, we're taking care of the community. We're giving back to the community. We're taking care of our friends and neighbors. It's a public service, and that's what we're supposed to be, is public service.